This is Neil Whiteside.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
My studio guests this afternoon, Mike Haywood from the road transport team at Woodfines and Ruth Edwards from Talent in Logistics. And we've been talking about some of the attractions are coming into the business. Mike, what are the main issues that people have there? You say you do a lot of, you know, case work in the industry. What sort of stuff do you tend to come across?
Yeah, entirely. So what we come across a great deal of is in relation to health and safety compliance. So there's various difficulties with people having accidents, something will go wrong. The regulators, the Health and Safety Executive, the DVSA, who deal with road compliance, will investigate and see that systems aren't in place. And often businesses misunderstand that it's not about the actual incident that occurs. It's about whether they've taken precautions and they've taken measures to ensure that they have proper systems in place in the first instance. My team will parachute in, as I often describe it, when something's gone wrong. And we then will look at how they can prevent that happening in the future, explain to the regulators, sometimes to the court, sometimes to public inquiry, to traffic commissioners, what they've done to ensure compliance in the future. But it isn't about waiting for something to go wrong. It's about reviewing your systems now, making sure that you're taking all precautions to ensure that you are keeping up to speed with legal changes, compliance changes, and just taking all those steps to make sure that your staff, yourself, and anybody that's visiting your premises or people on the roads are looked after. And of course, sometimes an investigation will start because there's a road collision involving a lorry, for example, and the agencies, whether it be the police, the DVSA, will look at the tachograph records and they will look at whether or not the driver has exceeded their driver's hours. Now, of course, if there's an accident involved and a serious one, whether it involves a injury or fatality, the consequences of that can be extremely serious. Mm. Everybody loses, everybody does. That they will look at the company and they'll say to the company, have you made that driver drive extra hours than they should do? So the agencies will go into the company, they will then check the records of other drivers. And if you then see that there's a pattern of offending, then companies can face allegations of corporate manslaughter. And that goes all the way up to the top. So we have dealt with matters of that nature, and we deal with a lot of driver's hours infringements. We deal with this, obviously, regular issues of driving with mobile phones, which is still a prolific problem.
Oh, you see it all the time, don't you?
See it all the time. It was changed from 3 points a couple of years ago to 6. Yeah. And in fact, the numbers have gone up statistically of people that still acknowledge that they use their mobile phone while driving. There's a really common misconception here. People feel that they can take that risk and they're only going to get done 6 points and a fine. But if you are involved in a phone call or you are on your phone and you are involved in a serious collision involving a serious injury or death, then you will go to prison for that. Make no doubt about that. So it's a really important message. And we've seen that with recent cases where people have even been on a hands-free call. But if it can be proven that you are distracted at the time of that collision, then the consequences are very, very serious. So the point is, don't do it.
OK, now you've got a conference coming up for anyone who wants to find out more about this. So this sounds like if you are sitting there thinking, hang on a minute, I really think I could do with listening to paying a bit more attention. So tell us about the upcoming conference.
Yes, certainly. So for several years now, we hold two conferences a year. We're very proud to do so. Our next one is on the 2nd of May at Duxford, which is a fantastic venue, obviously nearby. I know that they've done some revamping as well this year, but a really fantastic place. We've had presentations there now for some years. We're very pleased to have the Senior Traffic Commissioner coming along as a guest speaker again this year, and we'll also have various people from Woodfines and also guest speakers talking about health and safety, welfare of drivers, and giving some tips on how businesses can improve their compliance levels. So we have a whole variety of delegates from associations, from commercial press, and of course owner operators, big companies, their health and safety staff, and so on. It's a really good interactive day where we can share the problems that the industry faces and take away from that, hopefully, where I belong to various associations, that I can then deliver that to larger bodies such as the Department for Transport, for example. So we can listen to the sector in one day and give a really good piece of feedback and share some experiences. Similarly with Ruth, who's got a big event that we're involved in as well on the 27th of June at Milton Keynes Arena, but that's a national conference to really get across the people in logistics. Yeah. So I deal with a lot of compliance, regulation, employment issues, litigation issues, but it really is about a celebration of those that work in the industry and how we can encourage others into it.
Okay, if people want to find out more about, first of all, your conference, Mike.
Certainly, yes. So if you just go to Woodfines, www.woodfines.co.uk, our marketing team, Kerry and Nicola, will be able to guide you and provide you with ticket spaces, and we'd be very happy to welcome new people as well.
And Ruth, for your event on the 27th, did you say?
27th of June, yeah, at Milton Keynes Arena, where we have a conference, we have live LGV driver and forklift competitions, and a big awards due at night, all about celebrating talent in logistics. You can visit our website, which is www.talentinlogistics.co.uk, or give the team a call and speak to a lovely lady called Jordan in our office who can sort tickets.
Excellent. Well, it's been lovely to speak to you both this afternoon. I've got to say, once I was doing the school run to Comberton Village College, yes, and they were building the extension at Comberton Village College at the time, and this lorry driver was just in front of me, and he's hacking along. Suddenly, he slams on the brakes, indicates, and his lights come on. I thought, where's he going? And he was backing down an alleyway that was about an inch wider either side of this flatbed lorry that he was in. He threw this thing in reverse, and I thought, OK, this is his planet, I just walk on it. It was absolutely a sight to behold, and I thought, that is a guy who... You talk about professional lorry drivers. I thought, hats off. I can't even park my car.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it is a skill, it is a profession. Very when you see so. It done like that, you have to take your hat off.
Absolutely. Next time you're in a supermarket and you see them reversing down the alley to do the delivery, just watch them and realise what a great job they're doing.
Excellent. Mike, Ruth, lovely to meet you this afternoon. Thanks very much indeed.